That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode was brought to you by Clinique. You all know very well by now that when I discover a new product I love, I have to share it right away. Meet Clinique's first foundation designed to be the last step of your skincare routine. Even better, Clinical Serum Foundation is formulated with three serum technologies that visibly reduce dark spots, brighten, and hydrates your skin. Sound like a dream product, right? Well, if I got your attention, keep listening. Foundation doesn't even do it justice. It doesn't just cover. It completes your regime by visibly correcting and smoothing the look of your skin with every wear. That's right. Your skin will literally get better each time you wear it. Because the formula is hydrating, I find this foundation to be really buildable, providing medium to full coverage with a satin finish, not to mention it's oil-free, waterproof, sweat, and humidity-resistant, which I find particularly useful when on the sidelines at sports games on days it's brutally hot. In just 8 weeks, my skin appeared more even and radiant, even after I removed my makeup. I love that this formula is also packed with vitamin C, which is partially how it's able to reduce the appearance of dark spots and promote even skin tone. And it gets better. The packaging, super sustainable. Every glass bottle of Even Better Clinical Serum Foundation can be recycled. All you have to do is remove the cap and the pump, rinse the glass bottle, and dispose in your recycling bin. It's available in 24 shades, if you can believe it, and you can find your perfect match with Clinique Clinical Reality Shade Match Science and even do a virtual try-on right on their site. Don't call it makeup. This is skincare in just your shade. Find your shade this holiday season at Clinique.com.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
Amisha, do you think our best years were in the 90s?
1,000%, probably because I was younger too.
We were younger. We might have looked better. Today, we have on a dream guest, someone that we both had on our wait list since we started this podcast a little over a year ago. And let me tell you, she has been an icon since the 90s, which is a long time, you guys, to be iconic. Most people don't stand the test of time the way she has. Do you guys know who we're talking about? I am wearing her head to toe. I have her makeup on. I have her amazing, chicest striped blouse. Flared jeans. I'm going to tell you because we can't wait any longer. We have Victoria Beckham here today. Victoria, we love you. She doesn't need an introduction on Lipstick on the Rim, but we're going to give her one anyway. You guys might know her as Posh Spice back in the day. And if the Spice Girls wasn't your end-all be-all, then simply you can't be friends with Amisha and I. Today, she's running an empire, a fashion empire. Her namesake line, Victoria Beckham. Every season, she delivers the chicest of the chicest clothes to the chicest of the chicest women. She's recently started Victoria Beckham Beauty. She has capsules. It already has a massive cult following, which she has new liners, which we're going to talk about. We're obsessed with. I can't list every award. She is the proud mama of four. She received an OB from Prince William for her services, and she knows him. I think we can just end there and dive right in. Victoria, we're dying because we love you. All of our fans are obsessed with you, your line, everything.
Well, I mean, hi. I have to say, I mean, what an introduction. Thank you so, so much, ladies. And I am just as excited to be here big fans of the two of you and very excited to be here in New York talking about fashion, talking about beauty. So thank you. Thank you.
What was that moment when you were like, I'm done, my Spice Girls career has happened and I'm massively successful? What made you do that transition? Because Emisha and I, you know, I was in New York back, I think you started in your fashion line.
And my first presentation was actually here in New York. Then my brand, you know, we're a global brand, but we were creating the collection in London, but I was living in Los Angeles at the time. And so for me to show in a very humble way during New York Fashion Week was where I started. And in answer to your question, it was fashion. It was 10 dresses. That was the first collection, really focusing on dresses. And a few seasons after that, then we went into accessories. But it did start off with fashion. And, you know, when you said what was, at what point, you know, I loved my time with the Spice Girls and I feel so thankful and grateful to the girls and to the fans and the experiences that I had. But it was always my dream to create a modern luxury fashion and beauty house. You know, that was always my dream. That's what I always wanted to do. When we were in the Spice Girls, you know, for me, I was the one that was really excited about the fashion side of things. You know, it was never just about the music. Fashion was always my passion. And for a while, you know, I was doing both. I mean, I remember playing at Madison Square Garden, and I remember all the other girls had just been relaxing during the day, looking around New York, doing a bit of shopping. And I'd been up super early, taking fashion meetings, and then literally turning up at Madison Square Garden, putting down the Birkin bag, standing there in the and you know, sky high stilettos, picking up the microphone just in time for sound check. You know,
it's ultimately iconic. I mean, you drop the Birkin and you pick up the microphone.
Oh yeah, and by the way, I was doing all of this while I had three children in tow as well. I took the kids on tour with me, so I was being the performer, I was being the mummy, and then I was being, you know, the whatever I was doing, the fashionista during the day, if you like.
I mean, it is crazy. I mean, that was 14 years ago. I'm sure everyone knows this by now, but Victoria just had the honor of showing in Paris a few weeks ago. And if you don't know how big of a deal, it's a big fucking deal. It's like fucking massive. It's amazing to be able to show in Paris for anyone. It doesn't matter who they are, but it's mean you made it. I mean, for lack of a better word, what was that like?
You know, it really was the ultimate dream. You know, I showed for 9 years in New York, and then I went back to London to celebrate my 10th anniversary. I showed in London for a few years, and then obviously COVID happened. And during that time, we restructured the business. I restructured my design team and my atelier. And I remember in the middle of COVID, you know, really, really missing doing shows because we couldn't do it for many reasons, you know, partly because of the restructuring. And I remember saying, if I ever have the opportunity to do another show, I'm going to really, really enjoy it. Because in the past, you know, you can get so caught up in the pressure and the stress and the attention to detail that goes into a show, I think would really surprise most people out there. It's not just about designing the collection. It's about, gosh, I mean, it's everything. It's the venue. It's the models. It's the music. I mean,
it's truly like art. I mean, you're creating a piece of art on that day for, you know, a 2 minute installation. That is, I mean, it takes months to prepare for.
It really does. And I think that in the past, you know, I've got so caught up in the, you know, there is a lot of pressure, that I don't believe that I truly enjoyed it enough. And it wasn't until I wasn't doing shows that I said to myself, gosh, if I am lucky enough as an independent brand to come out of COVID and do another show, I'm going to really enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy every single minute. And I have to say, I really did, because this was the dream. You know, anybody that loves fashion knows that as much as I love being in New York and London and having the luxury of traveling, to be able to show in Paris is the ultimate. And I enjoyed every single minute. And I have to say, it couldn't have been any more successful. It really was a real brand moment. It was a bit of a comeback moment for me, you know, after all the restructuring.
When it comes to your career, I mean, to say that you've had like a second career, it's also like you're fine wine. Like, you to me today are even more incredible than you were when you started out. I mean, your evolution of your style, your brand, I mean, even with beauty, which I know we're going to talk about, I remember when you first did a tiny capsule with Estee Lauder, I was hunting that down at Burger. That is what I'm very good at. And I just think everything you've done step by step, you can tell as someone, you know, I come from the fashion and brand marketing world, I could tell the thought process that went into every detail of what you've done. So be it handbags, clothing, beauty, you've really evolved and been ahead of the curve in everything that you've done, which is just incredible.
It's finally fall, and I've just the brand to share with you for the most perfect transitional pieces going into the colder season. Meet one of my favorite brands, Clio Bella. Some of you may know that they're very, very, very close to my heart. Not only did we do a collab last year, but they truly are one of my favorite ethical fashion brands. I love what they do, what they stand for, and the clothes that they make. They're so good. The last chapter of their fall collection just dropped, and it features gorgeous styles and bold prints, daring silhouettes inspired by the 1920s. Plus, their new leather bags and jackets will seamlessly help you complete the look. I love that their dresses are not only feminine and flattering, but truly are timeless and continuously work season after season, year after year. I truly never tire of them. Also, they're easy to pack and come with me on almost all trips I take. They kind of embody that perfect day-to-night thing that can be really tricky, especially when out and about and you don't have time to go home and change. They really are such a great brand to support. Clio Bella equals sustainability and ethical practices are at the core of what they do, deeply rooted in partnerships with independent artisans around the world. Their designs are ethically handmade while preserving traditional heritage techniques. Even better, when you shop on their website, cleobella.com, you can choose for 1% of your purchase to be donated towards global education, the planet, and charities that empower young women. You guys, this is such an amazing brand, from their floral prints to their block prints. Their material is easy. It doesn't wrinkle day to night. I'm telling you guys, you will love Clio Bella. You guys, shop their new fall collection and get 20% off. You guys, we're lucky on Lipstick on the Rim. 20% off with code LIPSTICK. Visit cleobella.com/lipstick to see what's new, as well as some of my favorites.
Well, hello. I'm Katie Maloney, and you probably know me from a little show called Banner Bumble Rolls. I've been labeled all kinds of things. A bitch, a bully, and a mean girl. But there is so much more to a person than what you see on TV. Tune in every Friday as I talk to some of my friends and castmates, celebrities, comedians, medical professionals, and maybe some political figures. And by the time we're done, you're gonna love me.
What do you think the best part of the collection is? What do you think in terms of, I mean, you showed, I looked at it the other day again. I mean, I loved what you wore with the tight boots, with the you do a great swing skirt dress that's very flattering. I've worn a ton of yourself. I'm literally wearing you from head to toe right now. But what do you think was the best part of the collection?
You know, I think that technically this was a real flag in the sand moment. It shows how we've grown. You know, the there was a lot of technical aspects to this collection, but it looked so simple and so easy.
And that's what women want.
That's what women want. But I think that for me, it is about technique, and it's about really challenging myself, challenging my atelier, and working on new techniques. And I knew that if I was doing a show in Paris, I had to really challenge myself. You know, I had to take it to the next level because it was Paris.
I mean, you did. I mean, it was so well received. What was any favorite pieces?
You know, it's like picking a favorite child. I think that I'm so involved with every single aspect of the design process, to casting the models, to picking the venue, to the music. You know, I am a little bit of a control freak and I like to be very, very hands-on. And I think that because I have my beauty brand as well, which is now 3 years old, being able to select the models and then really create a character using my own beauty really is the icing on the cake.
I mean, it's beautiful. It was stunning. Okay.
I want to know, just because you talk about the character, like who's the woman you designed for? Like who is your ideal woman and what draws her into your brand?
You know, I think that my customer is evolving and I think that, you know, going into beauty has actually brought a new customer and has sort of put me amongst a new community as well. So ultimately, look, I say that this brand is very honest. It's very true to me and who I am and my personal taste and style. You know, I'm creating clothes that I want to wear myself or that I dream of wearing. You know, I'm creating makeup that I want, that I can't find out there, that I want in my makeup bag. And so I would say that my customer is ultimately me. But I think that this new collection will probably get me a younger customer as well. I think that you can really see the influence of my new design team within this collection. And like I said, you know, I think that beauty really did bring a whole new community to me.
We've been on the ride the whole time, but I have to say the Victoria Beckham beauty line, it is next level. Emisha found you first. I mean, we found you together.
I hunted down your bronzer and they told Bergdorf it was sold out. Nope, not stopping me. And I found it. But by the way, can we just pause for a second and acknowledge the Stanley Cup that she picked up that looked chiker than my Stanley Cup? VB on it. Oh, it's a Yeti. Doesn't matter. Yeti, Stanley. But it says VB in like the most perfect little. Yeah,
exactly. She loves a monogram just as much as we do. Okay. We're obsessed with your beauty. Talk about it. Tell us everything. You did an incredible capsule and still have the Augustinus Botter, which the primer is golden shade. Oh, that's the skin serum. By the way, we love the packaging. We'll link it. We know how obsessed you guys are. It's incredible.
Thank you. You know, I think that the response to beauty has been phenomenal. You know, I started a few years ago, I did a capsule with Estee Lauder. And for me, I really had a point of view. And my first meeting that I had with Estee Lauder, I had at my house in Los Angeles. And I have collected over the years so much makeup. And I knew what I wanted. I knew what I couldn't find. And my attention to detail was, I think it blew people away, to be completely honest, even with regards to the size of the pigments in the eyeshadows, you know, I knew what I wanted. And the success of what I did with Estee Lauder really did show that there was an appetite for Victoria Beckham Beauty. But for me to really do what I wanted to do with a real strong focus on clean formulas, but clean formulas that didn't mean there was a compromise with regards to, you know, products actually working, I knew I had to do that on my own. And like I said, it was always a dream for me to create a modern luxury fashion and beauty house. And so I knew I had to do that myself. And that's what I did.
So you went from Estee. What made you pick Augustinus Botter, who you guys, we all know he's known for the rich cream?
I loved his product and I met with a professor. I was intrigued by the TFC8 and I just, you know, skincare was key for me, but everything has to feel authentic. I'm never going to just put my name on anything. That's never been my approach. It's always about creating product that I can't find that I want myself. And so I went to the professor and I said, listen, I want to create a priming moisturizer that's going to give a lifting effect. I want a priming moisturizer that's going to leave me that glow. I want it to work. I want you to look different. I want you to feel different. And so I just asked him, I said, you know, you're TFC8, how about we collaborate here?
You also collaborated with him before anybody else even really kind of knew who he was.
I mean, you brought him also to the forefront. I mean, yes, maybe the skincare like cult small following, but you made him global.
I remember it was not a lot of people knew him yet. and you had his product already. I mean, this, I feel like he's blown up more in the last 6 to 9 months, and you were with him far before that. I mean, I've definitely had this in my arsenal for,
I mean, this primer we're talking, I'm Golden Shade. It's the Victoria Beckham Fodder. It's the Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturizer. You cannot get a better primer on the market because it feels good. It goes on well. It doesn't peel. It's not too orange. It's not too tan. It's almost like you're wearing makeup, but no makeup, but you're also getting the skincare benefits. We're obsessed with it.
I love skincare. And for me, you know, I love trying products. And for me, it was about skincare that wasn't complicated, that was very, very easy. So it's about a two-step program. So we have our Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturizer that you're talking about, but then we also have a serum, the Power Serum. There you go. And both myself and my husband, I have to say, he's always stealing my products. We both use both of those products twice a day. And I have to say, I genuinely have noticed a difference in the fine lines around my eyes, the size of my pores. This product really, really works. And so for me to collaborate with, in my opinion, the best, Augustine Zbada, was really, really key, because I had to create something that I wanted to wear myself. And what I love about the serum, you know, it does have a tightening and lifting effect. It's sticky. I love to use it on my face and on my neck and a little bit on my chest. But then the priming moisturizer, I love because it gives that glow. It gives that incredible glow. I use it after the serum, but then I also like to use it throughout the day just to freshen up my makeup as well, because it's not thick. It's not going to clog the pores. It's just going to freshen. And I've never found a product like this, which is why I'm so excited about it.
So I have a question. When are you going to launch? Because I use this as my tinted moisturizer, so to speak. I'll put a little bit of concealer on, and then I put this on and I'm out the door. Will you be launching anything that's like a little bit more in a shade range, so it's a little bit more coverage? Because your skin is glowing. I mean, your skin on this screen right now looks amazing. So
you're very kind. Thank you. You're very kind. Well, at the moment, the priming moisturizer comes in two different shades, because also being inclusive is very, very important for Victoria Beckham Beauty. But in answer to your question, you know, I absolutely want to work on more skincare. I mean, we have a lot of product coming out. So yeah, so watch this space, but absolutely. But at the moment, you know, I like the fact that this really does allow your own skin to show through. I like the amount of coverage. I mean, if I'm, you know, I don't wear foundation every single day. I'll just start with the serum, then I'll use the priming moisturizer, and then I'll apply my makeup on top, because I like to be able to see my skin rather than wear too much thick makeup.
I'm with you.
You ever need a little reminder? You just want to hold something close to your heart, whether it's a favorite word, a mantra, maybe it's a favorite person in your life. You guys are going to love Little Words Projects. It's a bracelet company, but it's also so much more. They were created with the intention to serve a greater purpose around building community and standing by kindness, self-love, collaboration, authenticity, and inclusivity. Little words are made to be worn, loved, and one day passed on to someone who needs that word of encouragement more than you do. The best part? Each bracelet has a unique code on the tag you can register on their website, so you can track where your bracelet goes as it inspires from wrist to wrist. You can choose from their already very cute assortment of options, from bracelets that say Mama, which I love, Good Energy, Keep Going, Be Happy, and more. Or you can customize your bracelet completely to your liking. They make such great gifts, such great friendship bracelets, or just simply creating one for yourself is enough as well. We all need words of encouragement in our lives to remind us what's really important, and Little Words is the perfect way to just do that. Want to empower yourself and spread kindness to others with the original word bracelet? Well, we have a special offer for our listeners. Go to littlewordsproject.com. That's littlewordsproject.com/lipstick, or enter lipstick at checkout for 30% off your first order. It's the best offer you can get, and it's for a limited time only. That's littlewordsproject.com/lipstick for 30% off your first order. You can also find Little Words Project at Target, Nordstrom, or one of their flagship stores. Thanks, Little Words Project. So we want to talk about our favorite products. Everybody wants to know. Okay, so the Tea Rose. This is her kind of, it's not even a shimmer. It's just the perfect rose gold metallic. I have it. I'm wearing it today. Joey did pretty much my whole face. It is phenomenal. Like, we have been wearing this now. I love the Tea Rose. And also, we love the Starlight, which is more of a goldy, bronzy. And again, you could literally just pat the center of your eye and you don't need anything else. I mean, it is amazing. The Posh Gloss is fabulous. It comes in clear and natural, which we love. I have it on now. You guys can't see me, but I'll story it. It's like the perfect bit. I know you want that too. Oh, you have it on too? Oh, you're already wearing it? Yeah, no, that's so good. I love that. And the Signature Eye, which is incredible. But we have to talk about the new eye, your new cat eye, your liners. They're amazing. They're amazing. Satin Kajal Jewel Liner. By the way, I never thought I was going to have green eyes. So I'm like, wow, it's phenomenal. It's like a little bit of shimmer, a little bit of glimmer. You can do it as a cat eye. How did you come up with this?
Well, thank you. I mean, I have to say that our Kajal eyeliners are the best eyeliners that you're going to find out there. I mean, we cannot keep them. The formulas are clean, but they're very, very easy to use. These Kajals, you know, everything that we do, you know, I'm not a professional makeup artist. I'm a busy working mom. So everything's got to be easy to use, but it's got to be the ultimate. I expect a lot from my makeup. So these Kajals really are our hero products. People absolutely love them. And then once you set your Kajal, once you get the look that you're going for, it's not going to let you down. The last is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, I have professional makeup artists DMing me saying, this is the best eyeliner that we have ever used. And by the way, these are makeup artists who also have their own makeup lines, which is the ultimate compliment. We cannot keep these eyeliners in stock. And so for me, you know, it's always about giving my community what they want and challenging the team, challenging the labs. And I said to my team, you know, I want these eyeliners and I want them to be sparkly. I want them to almost look wet. I want to be able to create a really intense, sexy, sparkly eye. How do we take our regular Kajals and take them to the next level? Because I've used these sparkly eyeliners from other brands. And the minute that you sharpen the pencil, you lose your glitter. So for me, it was key that I can have sparkles, if you like, going all the way through the pencils.
Well, and it's even. When you put it on, it's very even. Sometimes you're not going to have a big sparkle and then you don't have anything. So when the light catches it or a camera flash catches it, it looks like it goes on even. I also love what you did by showing, which I don't see a lot, is like showing how to do it as a cat eye. Because when everyone thinks a cat eye, they think just black, you know, and I think it's so beautiful and obsessively chic.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, look, I learned so much about those Spice Girl days and being on a stage and wearing a lot of makeup. And let me tell you, the more tired that the Spice Girls got, the more makeup we put on our faces. And, you know, I've seen so many pictures of myself that I had such a point of view, even with regards to the size of the pigment. You know, I obsess over these details, and I'm glad that you noticed that the sparkly effect, you know, is considered. Everything is considered. Everything that I do, everything that my team does is very, very considered, and it's all about the execution. And these eyeliners really take it to another level. I always say this is Victoria Beckham turning her lights on. I'm turning my holiday lights on a little bit early, ladies, but you're not going to find another product out there like this. I mean, for me, this is, these eyeliners are probably my favorite products that we have created to date. And they haven't been easy to create, by the way. That's why I'm so proud of them.
They're beautiful. And they just go on so even. I just hate when, like, it looks chunky on the eye or too thick. It doesn't, I'm wearing it. You know what I mean? Like, you're literally wearing glitter. With yours, it's just like that shimmer. It's even. It's thin. It's incredible.
To be honest, it even looks, it has like a bit of a wet look. I mean, I was doing some videos to post on Instagram the other day, because what I love about social media is how I can really communicate directly with my community. And I can use that to inform the community, you know, have fun. Because I think fun is so important with everything that we do as well, whether that's fashion or beauty, it's about having fun. And I can use social media to do that. And so I was showing how I create my sexy, smoky eye. And what better way to do it than have one eye that's made up and one eye that's not? You look that shit crazy, but it's good to really see the difference. You know, the other product that you will like to use alongside these new kajals is our Instant Brightening Waterline Pencil, which is a really good trick that a makeup artist taught me years ago. You put the white along the inside of the eye and it really opens up the eye, makes you look really rested. And for all of those busy mums out there, we all want that. And again, it's something that is on the market, but the perfect shade.
Okay, so we love that tip. I learned it as well. I lived in Europe for 7 years. It is the best trick tip. The one thing is sometimes that on some of the other brands, it can be too white. And so you can see it. What's great, I'm sure, about yours is that it's just seamless with the color of your eye. Like, it's not too white, it's not too yellow, but it does make your eyes like really that, and some Korean eye drops and you are set to go. You look like you are wide awake.
I actually use the gold lamé in the inner of my eye.
Oh, you do?
A little bit. Yeah.
Those tips are so good. It does make a huge difference. Okay. I think we're all dying to know what's in your makeup bag.
What is in my makeup bag? Well, I have the Instant Brightening Waterline Pencil. I am obsessed with that product. I love Night Flash, which is the new sparkly kajal. I'm obsessed with Poolside Posh Gloss, which is our gloss, and Poolside is the perfect nude for me. And then I love my number two lip liner. You know, for me, it was about creating the perfect nude lip, no matter what color skin you have, which is why we have so many different shades in our Posh Gloss lipsticks. Every single person out there can find their perfect nude lip. And like I keep saying, you know, a strong focus at Victoria Beckham Beauty on inclusivity as well as clean. They're my two main messages here.
I love that.
And also my cheeky posh as well. I love a bit of cheeky posh. Dab a little bit of that. And, you know, when I was really young and I used to go, when I was at school, I remember my mother saying to me, she said, oh, you know, my skin during the winter months can go a little sallow. I think that's what my mother used to say. And so she used to pull her lipstick bullet out of her bag and she used to literally put a little bit on each of my cheeks, kind of liven me up for school. I mean, can you believe it?
I love it. Now we call it a little more olive skin as opposed to sallow, but it's true. Like Emisha and I are olive. We can get a little sallow, a little pale in the winter months, not so much here in LA, but.
That was the inspiration with Cheeky Posh. You know, we put it in a bullet and we have, again, a color that will work for absolutely everybody. And again, it's just something that can just brighten and lift.
Those are two words we love, Victoria, brighten and lifting.
Oh my God. And make you feel like the best, most beautiful version of yourself, right? That's the goal. That's my goal in fashion. Yes. And I make every woman.
If you're looking for a healthier alternative soda, I just have the thing for you. Listen, it's no secret soda is delicious. Truly, I love soda. I know that's not a popular opinion anymore, but I do. But the reality is soda is loaded with empty calories and chemicals. And honestly, that's just a fact. I'm really excited to introduce you to Poppi. I know, I love the brand. I love the packaging. I love the product. It's one of the leading brands in the functional soda space. Their delicious drinks have prebiotics and are infused with apple cider vinegar. You've heard me right. It's healthy. Healthy soda. Can you believe it? Not only does it come packed with ingredients good for your gut, but gives you glowing skin and strong immunity too. Created with real high-quality ingredients, it's changing the game for soda lovers with gut-friendly benefits wrapped in beautiful, bright packaging and refreshing flavors. With just sparkling water, real fruit juice, and a tablespoon of pure, unfiltered apple cider vinegar in each can, Poppy's flavors are so good. Strawberry lemon, cherry limeade, orange crush, cola, dog pop, root beer. It's basically like everything we grew up with. We drink this basically every day, if not multiple times a day in my household. Our fridge is stocked with every flavor. My kids are obsessed. Truly, they're obsessed. I actually feel okay about giving it to them. My husband, he loves it. My friends love it. And anytime anyone comes over, they pretty much immediately go for the Poppy. It's changed the way we've consumed beverages, and I can tell it's made a difference to my gut health. Not to mention, it helped me kick my sugary soda addiction. If you're excited to try Poppy, use code MOLLYSIMS for 15% off on Amazon and get sipping. I have a gut feeling you guys are going to love these. The holidays are closer than we think. And before we know it, they're going to be here. It's just going to happen. I'm determined to get ahead of the shopping rush thanks to Macy's Gift Finder. They make it so incredibly easy to find anything for anyone in your life. We're talking dream gifts at any price point, from ultra luxe to just $15 and under. You guys probably don't know this about me, but I have been called the gift whisperer for a reason. Whether you're a mom, dad, brother, sister, best friend, there is something for everyone. And as always, Macy's has curated the most incredible assortment of shops, organized to an absolute T. Make sure you check out the full selection at macys.com/giftfinder. So here's the thing. Sometimes you have a really clear idea of what you're looking for, and other times you have no idea what to get someone. Macy's Gift Finder will serve not only as your one-stop shop, but also as the inspiration you need to find that perfect gift. And you know what? You guys can shop whatever way is the most convenient to you, by price, by category, by brand. The options are truly endless. They even have a Secret Santa category, which is really fun and reminds me that I need to do Secret Santa this year, and I cannot forget. By the way, maybe you want to gift yourself a little something. That's okay too. It's actually more than okay. It's great. You should gift yourself something if you're spending all this time, money, and energy on other people. You got to give back to yourself. Think about treating yourself to a new set of fluffy house slippers, ornaments, lights, wreaths, candles, picture frames. Don't forget your R&R essentials by replenishing your favorite skincare products or venturing out and trying something new. Start now so you can roll right into December feeling relaxed, organized, and ready to enjoy the holiday season. What are you waiting for? Check out all the gifts to feel December ready at macys.com/giftfinder.
The bronzer I have to talk about. I mean, she knows I have like a real obsession with bronze skin. The fact that I'm pale right now gives me anxiety, but that's okay. I have your bronzer to liven me up. It is the perfect bronzer. It doesn't have like a shimmer. Can you kind of, because there's a couple of shades. I think people always are trying to find the perfect bronzer. It's a hard thing to find.
So the bronzer is fantastic. You're right. There is no shimmer in it. We have other products that have shimmer, but I wanted something that was matte, something that wasn't too thick, not too heavy. And again, it comes in quite a few different shades, so everybody can find their perfect shade. And when you get your palette, then you have two different shades within that palette, so you can also use it to contour. And also throughout the seasons, our skin colors, you know, change a little bit. So when you find your perfect bronzer, your palette will last you throughout all those different seasons.
I mean, you look incredible. Do you, not to get too personal with exactly what you do, but do you like more of like a laser or like a peel or a facial? Who do you love for facials in London?
Do you know, for me, I love to go to Sarah Chapman. Did you go to Sarah Chapman in London?
So listen, I love me some Sarah. Sarah loves me. I might love you more. Her overnight facial is an incredible serum. I love her. I think she, you know, she comes to LA from London a few times a year and she'll do a little pop-up. Her technique, just, she's also just an incredible woman, but I love her.
I really like serum. And for me, it's just about, you know, facials whenever I can, you know, and just look, I just want to look after myself, you know, drinking enough water, getting as much rest as you can. I also love Sarah's face masks as well. So I like to use her sheet masks. But then I've also been to Barbara Sturm in London and I've had great facials. I'm friends with Barbara. So look, I think I'd love to have more time to do more of those things, but I think whenever possible to go and get a great facial.
You know, if you're going to do anything, make it small. It might cost you a little bit more money, but we definitely kind of lean the same way. It's more about facials. Well, I do Botox a little bit of that, but it's really just the maintenance and taking care of yourself and consistency with your skincare and your exercise and your routines.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for me, it's not about trying to make myself look any different. It's not about altering anything. It's not about trying to turn back the clock. I just want to look like the best, most rested, happiest version of me. That is key. And it's always about being really, really honest. And I can promise anyone and everyone that is listening to this right now, I would never put my name to anything that I wasn't using myself, something that I haven't been 100% involved in, something that I don't believe in. You know, there is so much product out there that everything I do is coming from a very, very honest place.
You can tell. Here on Lipstick on the Rim, we do a little bit of a rapid fire because we know we have to go. You're very, very busy. How would you describe your style in three words?
Oh gosh. I'm a bit of a, I talk a lot if nobody's noticed. In three words, my style. Oh gosh. I know it's hard to say that about yourself, isn't it? How do you answer that question about yourself? I mean, I'd like to think I'm pulled together. I dress, you know, it's never very complicated. It's always quite simple.
And chic.
And she
timeless. I think
you're timeless is what we always say about you, like between all of our groups of friends, like you're timeless. It's like you don't age, but you just, again, it's not like you're trying to be back 20 years old. You're just so elegant and put together. One piece of clothing you can't live without.
Oh gosh, one piece of clothing I can't live without. Oh gosh, this is quite difficult. Oh my goodness, one piece of clothing I can't live without. It would probably just be like a really great tailored jacket, a really great tailored jacket that you are just going to wear, you know, not just season after season, but year after year. If you've got a great jacket, it's such an investment.
What about one beauty product you can't live without?
My number two lip liner. My makeup artist literally says to me, she's like the makeup police. She's like, no more lip liner.
Who's your makeup artist?
Wendy Rowe, my makeup artist. I'll be like, no, and it's almost like my safety blanket. It's like I can't go anywhere without my number two lip liner.
It's like Emisha in her bronzer. Honestly, she loves a gloss too. Your biggest vice?
My biggest vice. Oh well, I would say it's necessarily a vice, but I love a glass of wine. You know, I talk so much about being healthy and I
work hang out with us.
You can hang out with us. We love alcohol just as much. I mean, we love tequila, we love rosé, we love Sancerre, we love red. We will be friends eventually.
You girls seem like, you know, I might have found my people. We like we love beauty. We love a lot of alcohol by the sounds of things. I mean, I'm in.
You know, I'm very good friends, which we'll talk about later, but I'm very good friends with Julia Corden. And James. Oh, no. So we go all to school together and the whole thing. Okay, we have to keep going. Your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve would be people being late.
Hmm. Same here. Favorite place to visit on holiday?
Ooh, favorite place to visit on a holiday. You know, I love going to Miami. We have a house in Miami. So it's not that it's holiday because my husband has the football club there, but I just love going to Miami. I find it so inspiring. I really, really love it because it's so different to what I'm used to, whether I'm in London or Paris or New York. There's something very liberating about being in Miami.
My family, my brother and my dad and my sister-in-law are all there. It's fabulous.
So fabulous.
It's
so fabulous. And yeah, I love it. And I love the heat as well. It's good for your skin, right? That humidity.
Totally.
Love it.
Favorite restaurant in London?
Oh, I love Le Petit Maison, actually.
Very bad French accent there. But
no, Le Petit Maison is so good. Fill in the blank. I'm happiest when
I'm with my family. But I'm pretty happy now, I have to say, being in New York, talking about all this fun stuff with the prospect of a big glass of wine in a matter of hours makes me very happy as well.
We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Advice would be enjoy the journey because it's going to be a lot of fun. And continue, you know, I've always believed in creative visualization. I'm a very, very positive person. I believe that if you visualize it, you can make it happen. Put your order out to the universe and work really, really hard. That would be another piece of advice. Work really, really hard. Be kind. Always very important to be kind and just enjoy yourself. And as a brand, I think kindness is also very important. That's why we focus a lot about clean. It's about being kind to ourselves, kind to the planet, kind to each other, and be happy. Be really, really happy.
It's true. I mean, I actually wrote that in my notes before I was going to ask you that question. No one can take away, because let's be honest, you don't have to work, but the work and that, how you take it to such a next level. And I think that's why, honestly, you're so iconic that everything that you do, you pay such attention to detail. No one ever talks bad about you. You have an incredible reputation, your family, and that is not easy. I mean, growing up in front of the world globally, but I think your consistency to detail and how much you truly love it, it shows. And that's where, like, we always try to get people to give advice and, like, how can I start a brand? What can I do? And hard work.
It's all about hard work. And for me, ultimately, it's about the product at the end of the day. You know, it's never been about just putting my name on anything. It's always coming from a very, very honest place. And it's about hard work. You know, that's all it is. There's no shortcut. There's no shortcut. You just got to focus, work hard, and believe in yourself and believe in your team.
We heard a rumor. We might have to ask you.
Oh, no, I'm not pregnant. That rumor?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure. Are the Spice Girls getting back together for one last reunion?
You know, I get asked that all the time, and there are no plans. There are no plans. But I love the girls. I love them so much, and I'm so thankful and grateful to all of the girls and to the fans and my time with the Spice Girls because, you know, it gave me the opportunity to really follow my true passion, mm-hmm. passions being fashion and beauty.
It gave you all the opportunities. And we love that David, you know, talk about kindness. I love that your husband waited in line for the queen for the funeral for like 13, 14 hours he stood there, which no one does that. I mean, no one does that, which we love. My husband and I, Emma, like everyone talked about what, like, how amazing is that?
He was offered the opportunity to go to the front of the queue, but for him, it wasn't about that. It was something that he wanted to do, that himself, he felt very strongly that he needed to do. And he was so glad that he did it. And he said that those 14 hours that he'll never forget. He said he met some incredible people when he was in the line, and there was no other way of doing it for him.
It's amazing.
It was something he had to do. Yeah. We're very proud of
him. Amazing. We miss you in LA. Went to Miami on us.
I could love you more, but I do. I really
do. We love you more.
Oh, thank you so much.
You guys, to all of our listeners, Victoria Beckham, Victoria Beckham Beauty. She's got her Augustina's Botter. She's got everything. We're just so thankful and happy that you came on. You're extremely successful. We have a massive, huge, loyal following of listeners that I think are just going to, I mean, love you as much as we do, even more.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy New York. Have 19 glasses of wine. Go to the Polo Bar. I'm going there tomorrow to take my little girl to Wicked. And it's so fun, New York.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm enjoying my time here and hope to see you both in the flesh at some point soon.
We will. Nice to see you. Okay, you guys,
thank you so much,
you're welcome. That's a wrap on Lipstick on the Rim. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.